Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of The Sun. Andy, here we are. Everybody's wondering what comes next, and a lot of the attention is focused on Marilyn Mosby, the state's attorney. What do you make of all of this?
Well, a week ago this morning, she came out and gave what I think most people thought was a pretty impressive performance for a rookie prosecutor on the steps of the War Memorial Building downtown when she announced charges against the six officers who were involved to one degree or another in the arrest of Freddie Gray. Now, the question now is, can she back it up? She made some pretty aggressive charges, some manslaughter, some second-degree murder in one case, misconduct in office, a whole slew of charges, and different charges for each of the officers involved, depending on how they were involved allegedly in this case.
And one that we had never heard of.
Yes.
Or most of us have never heard of.
Depraved heart murder, yes, I think, if that's the one you're talking about.
That might be at the top of the list of things that'll be difficult to prove.
Yes, I think she may well have evidence that we have not seen. In fact, I think based on the fact that she was able to differentiate as she did in the involvement of the various people and just based on the narrative that she laid out, she obviously knows things that we did not know up to that point. Now, a lot of people are asking questions about how she came to this decision and whether she can make these charges stick in court. Notably, she got the investigative report from the police one day before she announced the charges. She had seen a report from the autopsy that morning, and so people are saying, you know, how was this not a foregone conclusion in her mind? Her response was that, look, I have been working with the police all along. What they sent me in the report was no new information for me. I was doing my own parallel investigation the whole time. This was not a rush to judgment. Again, we'll see. She's faced some pretty harsh criticism from some folks in the legal community who say, look, this is pretty unprecedented the way you're charging these officers in this way. And if this sticks, it's going to really change police practices and police relations with the community, not just here, but potentially on a wider scale.
Well, and even before this, people had raised questions about the degree to which the department was ready to do almost anything. You know, she had gotten rid of a number of experienced people there, and I guess we really don't know who she's brought in to replace them. So there was that kind of undercurrent, and I think, again, this is why it sort of surprised people how strong she was.
Yes, certainly her presentation, I think, was extremely strong. She was very focused, very clear in what she was saying, and I think she showed a little bit of the passion that people were wishing they had seen from the mayor on a number of occasions up until that point. But now I guess it's put up or shut up time for her. We're probably not going to see these officers actually in a courtroom for quite some time. It's going to take a while for her to bring this case and for matters like where the case is tried to be decided. You know, obviously, the police are going to be pushing for a different venue than Baltimore City to hear this case, and that's going to be an interesting argument in and of itself.
Well, there certainly is a lot to go on from now on, and we'll be watching it. And thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.